Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The biggest issue that the Knicks have going forward to get to the next level is the fact that they waited and waited and waited to go all in on a couple of guys, and the biggest one being Karl-Anthony Towns. And they went and they traded for him, and he's making $50 million a year, and at the core, he's a loser. That is their biggest problem. The guy is a loser. He's a losing player. He complains. He is soft. He shows you flashes where he's the best player on the court. Not enough. He doesn't play enough defense. He bitches and moans. He is, up until this point in his career, a loser who is making $50 million, who is going to be a logjam as far as them trying to get to the next level.
His shot selection on Saturday night was insane.
I mean, it's he is getting to the point now as one of the most frustrating players I have ever watched in the uniform of a team that I root for, because I know how good he can be. And it's just so damn annoying watching him not realize his full potential. And I don't know if it'll ever happen. I really don't know. I mean, maybe because there's more eyes on him here as a New York Knick than there ever was in his career, that some of this stuff is going to get to him a little bit more, and he's going to want to put that work in the offseason and fix some of these horrible things that he does on the court and his sloppy bullcrap basketball, and turns into the dominant player that he needs to be. But that is their biggest issue, is the fact that they thought this Towns thing was going to work better than it did, and it hasn't.
Well, I mean, the conference championship. I can't discount.
But you know
where
what
they
I mean.
Got,
I understand. I know. We can't just keep going back to that. You know what I mean. We're talking about going forward now. Yes.
And there's
just
only, like, there's only one guy that you're going to be able to change out with him, and that's going to be Giannis. And that's
I don't even think
be,
that's a possibility.
That's what I'm saying. In my mind, as we sit here this morning, I think they're stuck with Karl-Anthony Towns, and he's either got to be better, because they're not going to be able to move him. And if they were. And if everybody's talking about, you know, Giannis is available, he's going to pitch his way out of Milwaukee. I mean, you would have to trade, I don't know, you would have to trade Karl-Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges, and probably Deuce McBride, maybe. And then, I don't know, was some draft pick in the future.
I mean, they barely have any picks left after the Bridges deal. So, yeah.
I mean, I don't necessarily know that can happen. As much as it would be great for it to happen, I don't see it happening. The only other person that, and I don't really want him here, would be Kevin Durant.
But
I don't think that's going to, I don't know what that's going to do, because he doesn't play defense either.
No, he doesn't. And that's a huge issue too. I mean, Jalen Brunson gives you everything every single night, every single minute, and he's not perfect, but you can deal with his lack of defense. I can't deal with Karl-Anthony Towns' lack of defense when he's so inconsistent. And that's really the most frustrating thing. And I don't know if he is capable of being anything other than this. And that is the biggest issue. He's a $50 million player, an all-star, and someone who helped the Knicks get one step forward. But it's not about that anymore. The next step next year is the NBA Finals. And then it's breaking this 50-year championship drought. And he's just not a guy I see in a parade float. I don't think he has it in him. Now, Jalen Brunson does. Josh Hart does. OG Anunoby does. Those guys do. But Karl Anthony Towns is such a huge part of what this team should be, and he doesn't have it. So that's the thing that scares me going forward. And the fact that Brunson and him never were able to really find a partnership together is the entire year. Like, never really were in sync or in concert or whatever you want to say. I mean, that's alarming as well. Now, does an off-season fix that? Does another bunch of regular season games fix that? You know, I'm not sure. I hope.
Well, you hope. What you hope is that another year together is going to work out better for them. But I'm telling you, just the maddening, like, turnovers by Jalen Brunson, especially in both Game 5 and Game 6. I mean, those things really frustrated me. And I know he's got the ball in his hands 85% of the time, but I also looked like Tibbs decided to have Mikal Bridges bringing the ball up just to get Brunson's a little bit of a break from the 75-foot pressure.
Well, that had a lot to do with it, obviously. Yeah. I mean, they were wearing him down. They had a better plan to deal with the Knicks stars than the Knicks had to deal with their stars. I mean, there was really only one game in which Tyrese Halliburton was completely shut down, and it felt like there was a way to kind of slow him down, but that was really more on him, Halliburton, than it was what the Knicks were doing to him. So, yeah, I mean, I think that Rick Carlisle did a better job than Tibbs coaching in this series, but I still think Tibbs has got to be the coach. He has to remain to be the coach. It's going to be tweaks to the roster. It's going to be getting deeper. It's going to be getting your main guys to be more committed defensively and then just cleaning up some of the sloppy basketball. I mean, and that's a lot of things that I just mentioned there, but we're at a point now where it's just not good enough to be good.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I keep hearing people talking about depth, depth, depth. Well, they do have depth, but the problem is that Tibbs doesn't play that depth. You know, even during the regular season, he doesn't like to play a lot of guys in games. But, you know, there are some young guys in this roster that, you know, deserve an opportunity, I think, just from going through this experience this year. Whether or not they'll play a little bit more next year, you know, only time will tell. Like, we saw what happened with Obi Toppin here. You know, he was a first-round draft pick. You know, they thought that they had something special, really athletic, you know, high-flying, you know, guy that could, you know, just run with anybody on the basketball court. And we're seeing that flourish in Indiana. I'm not saying that he should have been a starter, but, you know, could you imagine him coming off the bench for the Knicks? And they decided to get nothing for him. They literally got nothing for him.
No, I know. It was something like a second-round pick. But, I mean, this is another one of those conversations where Rick Carlisle and the way that they play basketball in Indiana fit him perfectly.
I understand that. You know,
wasn't this player then when they traded him.
I know. You know why? Because he was young. Neither was Porzingis. Porzingis wasn't the player that he turned out to be, but Porzingis ended up, you know, has a history of injuries. And when you draft young guys and you try to develop them, you got to go through like a lot of these, you know, like frustrating moments, and then all of a sudden it clicks and they turn into something. But I don't want to. I'm not saying that they should have kept Obi Toppin now after the fact. I'm saying that when they're making decisions, you know, he was kind of blocked by Julius Randle at the time because Julius Randle all of a sudden was ascending to becoming a really good basketball player and the face of the Knicks.
Yeah.
So he wanted more playing time, I'm sure, internally, and probably bitching and complaining about it, and probably wanted to go somewhere else. And I have to say to you, I'm happy for that kid because he was a local kid and he was drafted here and he wanted to be a Knick. And it didn't work out for him. So I'm kind of happy for him. You know, I can't stand Tyrese Halliburton and the rest of these guys.
Sure.
But, you know, for him, I'm happy for because, you know, when he was here and he got here, I was hoping that he was going to be a part of the turnaround. But unfortunately, you know, he had already left before Jalen Brunson got here.
Yeah, and how about Halliburton thought he was going to get the most valuable player in the series and then didn't, and the camera was on him. That was an embarrassing moment for him. By the way, it was 100% Siakam. They got that right. I mean, the fact that Halliburton thought that he had won that award, was he watching this series?
I mean, Siakam was in every game, involved in every game, offensively, defensively, and even though he didn't have a great game five, he was more noticeable by far than Halliburton was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100%. But, yeah, he stepped forward, big smile on his face, and Pascal Siakam, sorry, not you.
You know, it's amazing. You know, OKC traded, I think, Russell Westbrook and Paul George, and they ended up with all these draft picks and everything else, and this guy, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, in that trade. And here they are some 4 or 5 years later, and OKC is going to be loaded now for the next 10 years with the amount of assets that they have and the players that they have under contract and the room that they have under this first apron, second apron, third apron.
Couple aprons.
Freaking aprons are.
Aprons all over the place.
You know, and it really sucks that weren't able to keep Isaiah Hartenstein.
Yes, but the Knicks wanted to. It was just stupid, wacky NBA
rules.
That's
what I'm saying.
It was not their fault.
Yeah. He would have been the perfect guy.
Yeah, it's just, no, I agree. But that's one I can't blame the Knicks on at all. It's not, they wanted to keep him.
That's the NBA rules.
They would have paid him whatever to keep him. It just was so stupid that the Thunder could pay. It's like, okay, so in some instances, you could pay your own player more to keep him in the NBA. And then other instances, the other team can pay them more so he goes somewhere else. It makes no sense. But, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, I'll be listening to Jerry tell me how the NBA Finals goes because I am now out. Sorry, don't care. Not going to watch these teams huck up threes. And what I mean, I can't even imagine this is going to be a good series, but whatever. I mean, it's unfortunate, but this
Would
is...
Would you be surprised if OKC swept them?
No. I mean, I think that's sort of the consensus right now that the Pacers are going to get killed. I don't see that. I think the Pacers are a little bit better than that. I mean, they got really no respect coming into this series. They're getting less
respect because they were playing New York, and the New York fan base, the New York media, us included, I thought that the Knicks were going to win in seven, and I knew it was going to be a tight, a tight series. Unfortunately, game one is where the whole thing got blown up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.